Hey guys, it's Adam from the podcast. First, thanks so much for tuning in and listening, sharing, liking the podcast, telling your friends about it. I really, really do appreciate it. If you all are visiting Costa Rica for the first time, say hi to me on Twitter, on Instagram. I am everywhere. If you want to check out what I'm doing, my wife and I created one of the first organic bath and body products here in Costa Rica. Head over to rawbotanicals.com. You can find us on all the social medias. We are one of the largest suppliers of bath and body products to hotels in Costa Rica. We basically created the whole market here for luxury refillable bathroom products. We're pretty proud about that. Just reducing the amount of waste here in Costa Rica and trying to spread that message across the world. And check it out. It's rawbotanicals.com. You can find us anywhere on the socials. Just look up Raw Botanicals and say hi. Thanks and enjoy the podcast.
Costa Rica, Costa Rica, Costa Rica, Costa Rica, Costa Rica, Costa Rica, Costa Rica.
Well, that's why half the things on the internet that are advertising the quick scheme, whether it's through social media,
it doesn't exist.
Consulting, let's set up an Amazon account.
Good luck.
It's all appealing to that. All I have to do is this,
yep.
And I will get that.
Quick money, one little thing, I'm set to jet. Like, doesn't exist, man. Doesn't exist.
And it's all over the internet, right?
Yeah.
Like years ago, right, you'd have people around that, what they call that a quick rich
scheme. Get rich quick, right? Scheme.
Get rich quick, you know? And that's a lot of what's happening, right, on
sure.
The internet.
No, it's alluring, you know, man. I mean, back in our day, when we in the 80s or wherever it was, you remember the late night shows would have that dude on his yacht, and he'd be like, come, join me in the real estate business. And it's like,
yeah.
Buy no money down real estate and, you know, live the dream. It's like, yeah, I mean, there are some people doing it, but they're not just like, they're probably making more money at their seminars than they are, you know, buying and selling real estate. You know, I mean, people
are.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. And what happens is there's always the ones, and look, they're not to just sit here and say, okay, it's all not valid. Usually when there is something that's working, there's other circumstances that helped it work.
Absolutely.
Right. It isn't just, oh, I followed this and I'm doing it because,
absolutely.
And even like with stocks, right? They get newsletters and I've subscribed to some and I've gotten some pretty good advice, but you got a guy trying to sell you a newsletter for $2,000 a month, $4,000 a month, talking to you about how many millions he's made. And I'm like,
yep.
Come on, guy, you know, what's up? There's just a disconnect.
He just wants to help people, man. He just wants to help people. Hey guys, remember, if you, I think is it swipe right, swipe left, and share, whatever you guys do, click that share button, helps John and I out just to get more people in here and inflate our already massive egos, right, John? It's good to have big egos.
Yeah, massive egos. Hey, Molly, I like your comment, Molly. Luck exists for the hard work.
Absolutely, man. There's some,
it's a good
one. What show, I listened to a podcast. Oh, How I Made This, right? I like the podcast. It's good. They have good business people on there. And the guy always at the end, his last question, I just want to ask you, how much of what you did was hard work and how much was luck? And it's like, dude, fuck you. Frankly, fuck you and your fucking bullshit. It's zero fucking luck. It's 100% hard work, man. Or 100% magic in a bottle. I hit it right. I did something right and it worked. But screw you with your luck, man. That's just bullshit, dude. It's a bullshit question. And of course, these people have to all be like PC correct, you know. Well, you know, I was very fortunate. Dude, of course, you were fortunate. You had good parents or you grew up in America or, you know, your dad loaned you money or, you know, there's always like, yeah, I got a break. I mean, whatever. We've all had, everybody gets breaks. I mean, dude, you're alive, right? You're watching this. You're getting this valuable advice from Adam and John. Everybody gets breaks, dude. It's what do you do with it, man, right? Am I right or wrong, it's John? Am I being an idiot?
No. Look, I agree. You know, the studies show, and it has nothing to do with now being born. No, it has something, of course, something. But being born in America, actually studies are showing now that people coming in, immigrants coming in from overseas, have a higher chance to succeed in America than actual Americans.
Yeah, dude, totally, dude.
They see the opportunity. They're willing to work.
Dude, Americans are soft, John. I'm soft. Like, dude, I've had to, like, grind myself to be non-soft, man. Because, and I'm still soft as, you know, I'm soft, you know. I mean, I'm willing to work harder than a lot of people, but still, dude, I grew up with, you know, the silver spoon, grew up in America, great schools, you know, going to camps in the summertime, you know, not hungry, you know, that's the way I grew up, you know. Somebody who doesn't have that should be more ambitious, should be more outgoing, you know, with a better chance of success because they're hustling.